I'll be going back to Thailand because when I adopted Nut and Num, I told the adoption authorities in Thailand that I would be taking them back to Thailand so they don't forget their homeland, where they come from. And remember, Num has a foster mother. She used to be his foster mother. She is living in a small village in Thailand, so we would probably go and visit her as well. Because she was very fond of Num, and Num used to think of her as his mother. When Num spoke to me, first of all, he used to call me Nut's father and Nut's mother. Now he calls us Mum and Dad, but at first we were Nut's father and Nut's mother, you see. So I'm sure he would still be happy to go back and visit his foster mum. So we will certainly go back, but we won't be going to live there. And I think, as I said, Bangkok's a very interesting city, but I think Sydney is a better place for children to grow up. It's not so busy, not so many, so much traffic, and there are more parks and places to play here, and it's easier to spend time outside here. In Bangkok, it's very easy to get very hot. Num, his father is, his birth father is European like me, or a Westerner, and he sweats more easily than Nut. Nut does not get hot very easily, but Num gets hot more easily. He used to sweat under his eyes here. Sometimes you would think he was crying, but he was just sweating. So it's hot outside in Bangkok, you know. Most people have, or most shops and buildings have air conditioning in Bangkok, which is good if you're inside, but outside it makes things hotter.
How is the weather in winter?
Well, there's no winter in Bangkok, really. They have three seasons in Thailand. They call them the cool season, although it's actually not very cool. But for Thais, they think it's cool. And Thais like to dress up a lot, so in the cool season they certainly put on coats and jumpers, but actually I would not be wearing a coat or a jumper. But at the moment, for example, it's getting into the cool season in Thailand. The cool season is sort of November, December, January. This would be the coolest season. And then the hot season begins to start February, March, April, May perhaps is the hot season. And then you have the wet season, which starts sort of June, July, actually October, August, September. This is the sort of wettest part, these 2 months here, but you can still get rain in June and July too. So there are three seasons, what's called the hot season, or the dry season here, the wet season here, and the cool season here. But I really wouldn't call it winter, it's not winter. In summer, the temperatures are sort of 26 to 34, or maybe up to 37, something like this. And in the cool season, there may be 22 to 30. So you can see there's not much difference. But it's fairly hot the whole time. And it's not only hot in Bangkok, it's what we call humid as well. You know humid?
Yes.
It feels sort of sticky. It feels like there's a lot of water in the air. It's not actually raining, but it feels very sticky. And you sweat quite easily. You get hot quite easily outside.
Same,
you
know, like in India.
Yeah.
India also, same climate.
I think it's a similar climate to India. I don't know when you, in Kerala, I don't know which months all the rain falls in.
June to October.
June to October. Well, that's exactly the same in Thailand. Maybe a bit more. A taxi driver told me that in Bangkok, the wettest months are September and October. But still, there is quite a bit of rain in June, July, August.
July is much rain in Bangkok.
In Bangkok? Yeah, I think probably there's a bit more rain.
I'm coming in July.
It was very wet, was it?
Yeah.
No, you can certainly get a lot of rain in Bangkok in July. The northeast of Thailand is rather dry. They have a bit of a problem, like Australia, with drought. You know this word drought? Have you heard of this word, drought? Sorry, you can't see it there.
No rain.
No rain, that's right. Australia has a big problem with drought at the moment. And, of course, the other problem in Australia is bushfires, because it's a very dry place. No problem with bushfires in Thailand. They have a lot of flooding in Thailand, But they have some drought as well. In the northeast of Thailand, it's very dry. Maybe only one rice crop per year. In other places, you can get two crops because there's enough water. Okay, anything else?
I would like to ask you something about the Australian climate.
The Australian climate?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Does Australian climate affect new citizens, actually, the new immigrants in Australia? Because they used to live in another temperatures, another climate.
Well, I should probably ask you that. The climate here, is it very different from...
Yeah, very different.
You're from...
Macedonia.
Macedonia, yes. Well, Macedonia gets very cold in winter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, was this climate here a big change for you?
For me, it's very good because I like hot weather.
Yeah, you like hot weather,
but
right.
I'm asking more for my children than for me. So, in the future, maybe some change.
Oh, in the future. Well, they say that if we continue living the way we are living now, our climate will get hotter and drier. Mm-hmm. I guess this depends on our actions as a country and as individual people. It depends on what we do. If we keep living the way we are living, yes, the climate may indeed get hotter and drier. How much hotter and how much drier, I don't really know, but this is part of global warming. It's not only in Australia, but of course, because water is one of the big problems, Australia is one of the most affected places because, of course, Australia is one of the driest places in the world. So it may affect us more than
everyone,
in some other countries.
Not only immigrants. So.
No, everyone, that's right. Well, for example, many farmers in Australia are having a hard time at the moment because water that they have used for irrigation, you know this word?
Yeah.
Water that they have used for irrigation is not there now. They are not allowed to use so much water. And we have been growing crops in Australia like cotton. Now, cotton takes a lot of water. And if you are growing cotton in Australia, you are using a lot of water. So I think in future, we may have to stop growing cotton and think of something that does not use so much water. It's probably better for countries with more water to grow cotton. And there has even been some rice grown in Australia. Now, rice takes a lot of water to grow. And so we may have to stop growing rice as well. But we can replace these with other crops that perhaps are more suitable for the climate here. I think Australia has not been very smart about the way we have used our water. I think a lot of water has been wasted here. And I think we have to become a little smarter in future if we don't want big changes to take place.
How many, you know, in Australia, how many months it rains?
Well, of course, it depends where you're talking about. If you're talking about Darwin in the north, the climate in Darwin is like a tropical climate, really. It's the same as Jakarta or Bangkok or maybe Kerala. You know, there's a monsoon season or a wet season, there's a dry season and a hot season, usually about three seasons. But if you're talking about Sydney, we have, I would say, four seasons. This season now is what season?
Spring.
Yeah. You see a lot of flowers on trees and things like that. A lot of people get hay fever. You know hay fever? Not everybody, but my wife gets hay fever. You know, sneezing a lot, and maybe your eyes are a bit itchy, you've got a runny nose, that type of thing. That happens in spring. So, at the moment, I would say this is spring. Now, the Australian bush is a bit different from forests in the northern hemisphere. For example, here in autumn, we don't have too many trees that lose their leaves in autumn like they do in northern hemisphere countries. That's the reason autumn is called fall in countries like Canada or the United States. They talk about fall. Well, there's lots of leaves falling. But Australian trees like the gum tree or eucalypt trees don't lose their leaves. They look the same all year round. So perhaps the usual signs of the change of seasons are not there. But I think you would say that Sydney has four seasons. This is a little cooler now. It's certainly cool for me, coming from Bangkok. So, and, you know, I guess it depends what you... But September, October, November, that would be spring. And then you have December, January, February would be summer. Actually, I think in Australia or in Sydney, summer is probably longer than winter. Winter is probably July, August, those sort of 2 months. And autumn would be, April, May, June, that sort of time. So, yes, I would say there's four seasons in Sydney. But probably only three seasons in the north of Australia, the north of Queensland, the Northern Territory. And some places very, very dry. So you may have spring, but there may not be much rain. All right.